great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Walton fans. It's time for football in your Walton Warriors come into this game with a 1-2 record.
And hello, Sydney fans. The Sydney Warriors enter today's contest with 2 wins and 1 loss.
I'm Harry Graves, and as we said, it's a cloudy day, but it's time for football on WCDO.
And I'm Billy Blake, and today we are in Walton, as it's a battle of the Warriors between the Walton Warriors and the Sydney Warriors.
Coming up in the second game of 2 for this weekend, it was the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats falling to the Unitigo Spartans last night in a game down at Bainbridge-Guilford. It was one of those contests that you preferred not to be at if you were a BG Bobcat fan. 45-6 was the final score. But if we look ahead, this game and next week's games both belong to the Sydney Warriors.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in today's game and throughout the football season.
Well, the discussion, Billy, before the start of this broadcast happened to be about the weather. As people were saying, well, we might get a little rain in the area. Somebody was on a smartphone saying, yeah, the line of storms is off to the wherever. And, of course, you and I happened to hear some warnings that talked about severe storms north of the Thruway. So there are storms all around us. But one of the veteran football watchers here in the press box happened to say, well, if we're going to have a lousy day, this field handles rain about as well as any field in the area. So come rain, come shine, come clouds, we're likely to have a good football game today. We'll be looking at the starting lineups for both of these teams. Neither team is on the field yet. We happen to have the meetings of the teams back in the locker room, but they'll be coming up very shortly. So we'll look at the starting lineups all during the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. You're listening to Tri-Town High School Football on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite team. Woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney and Walton getting ready for action here on this cloudy Saturday afternoon from Walton. Let's take a look at the visiting Sydney Warriors starting lineup. Their center is a senior Trey Crawford. Guards, sophomore Austin Dean and senior Colin Brandle. Tackles are two juniors, Zach Nages and Bryant Gray. And on the ends are a couple of seniors, Mike Cruz and Jared Covey. The quarterback is junior Patrick Vibbard. In the backfield, seniors Nate McDonald and Damian Zibber. And junior Billy Kozak. Also expect play from a couple other seniors as well, Roberto Ojeda and Mike Ward.
For the Walton Warriors, it's going to be a familiar name back there at quarterback. We've seen Dalton Kaminsky in the past. He is a 6'1", 195-pound senior. Also in the backfield with him, Austin Kilmer, wearing number 26 today. He is a junior. He's in that backfield with a couple of seniors. Mike Beers will be wearing number 14. He is a 6'1", 200-pounder. And Trevor Spencer is a 5'8", 168-pound senior. The ends today will be Robert Merrill, number 87. I wonder how many times I'm going to call him Austin Bowerly tonight. And the other to be Brandon Schofield, number 40. The tackles will be Mike and Tom Freer. Both of those guys are 200 pounds or over. Joe Sinistor will be one of the guards. Shane Hammond, the other guard. Both of those men are seniors. Very solid. The center in the game today is going to be 200-pound senior Joe Murphy. We're also going to be seeing a whole lot of action on the part of Tyler Griffin as they shuttle him in and out with plays. Well, the Walton Warriors have their helmets off down in front of us as the starting lineups are being announced to the fans here, and we do have a number of fans today. The Sydney Warriors all the way across on the other side. In their usual home team fashion, we see the Walton Warriors decked out with their orange trousers, black jerseys, orange numerals. The Sydney Warriors wearing white on the far side of the field. So they've got their dark trousers and then the white jerseys with maroon numbers. We'll be back with a look at the indication of who's going to be receiving, who's going to be kicking off, and the opening moments of this game coming up in just a moment. But we want to remind you that tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of Section 4 and WCDO. Talking about WCDO, WCDO is your sports voice here in the Tri-Town area. You're listening to WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blank back here at Walton, New York. Overcast day here in the foothills of the Catskills. But we will be battling football as well as the weather elements. And here to carry you through the opening quarter of this afternoon's game, Sir Billy Blank.
Thank you very much, Harry. Co-captains meeting right now at midfield, and it's been pretty dry so far. Clouds have been forming a little bit over the field, but nothing threatening yet, so hopefully this game can be played without any rain or inclement weather throughout the afternoon. Co-captain's still going to talk here, and Walton will receive the ball to start this first quarter, attacking from right to left, and Sydney will be kicking off from left to right. They will be without Austin McCarroll, not only for today's game, but throughout the year as well. So expect Nate McDonald, among others, to really pick up the running game for Sydney this afternoon.
That is one of the things that I like about this. You think that we're going to be able to get through this whole thing, being the eternal optimist that you are, without seeing a raindrop today. Good luck, Charlie. So they've had the meeting of the co-captains. Both teams now beginning to assemble on the field, and we should be having kickoff momentarily. The Sydney Warriors come into this game with a win advantage. They played games against Oneonta, Whitney Point, and Norwich, losing the Norwich non-leaguer, but winning the other two games. The only win this year for Walton has been against Oxford, losing games to Green and Unitigo.
So Sydney getting set to kick off. Nate McDonald, number 24, will do the kicking duties this afternoon for the Warriors from Sydney. Walton with two men back to return this kick. McDonald raises his right hand. He is ready to go, and so are we on this Saturday afternoon of football. And it's a low kick, and it's a squibbler, and this one takes a few high bounces. It is picked up at the Walton 20-yard line, and McDonald makes the tackle, so the kicker comes out and makes the tackle at the 30-yard line, and that's where the Walton Warriors will start their first drive.
So it is going to be first and 10 they're going to put the ball down very close to the 30-yard line, probably inches across on the high side, about the 31. They're trying to stretch the chains out on the far side of the field now. And it looks like it's going to be first and 10 from the 31.
Walton Warriors head coach Jim Hoover in his 37th season. Last year, this Walton Warriors team went all the way to the Section 4 Class D title game, losing by 1 point to Tioga.
Tioga has wrapped up some interesting scores this year. They've had a great year.
Dalton Kaminsky with a man in motion, Joe Sinister. And they keep it on the ground. First play from scrimmage. That's a gain of about 5 or 6.
A couple of very interesting away-from-the-ball plays that time, as a couple of the backs for the Walton Warriors did an excellent job of faking and actually pulling some defenders away from the would-be tackler.
Dalton Kaminsky going back into his huddle, getting the signs. And one thing Jim Hoover said at the beginning of the year was depth at the line could be an issue. So we will throughout this afternoon.
It's very interesting. When I asked the players that we would likely to see, no one gave me any extra running backs. It was only these starters. The only depth I saw was in the line.
Another man in motion. They keep it on the ground again. That is 33, Trevor Spencer, the senior. Gets a couple, but it won't be a first down. Third and about 2 for the Walton Warriors from their own 38-yard line. We were talking about the game, Harry, how both of these teams love to run the ball grounded pound style for both teams.
It was interesting because at that time we were driving up over the mountains by Franklin and had actually pretty vicious winds up at a higher elevation. We don't see any wind right down here.
Third and short for Walton. Sinister in motion. Kaminsky gets the snap. They keep it on the ground with Mike Beers, and Mike Beers has a first down to his own 45-yard line, running hard to his right. Mike Beers, Trevor Spencer, two seniors in the backfield, along with junior Austin Kilmer. Those three should do the bulk of the carrying today for Walton.
It's another one of those situations where we see all plays being run in from the sidelines. This time it's Dalton Kaminsky who comes out over, talks to the coaching staff, now goes back out to the huddle.
10 minutes to go and counting, opening quarter. First down for the Walton Warriors. Kaminsky with another handoff. They're keeping it on the ground with Spencer, and Spencer battles for about 4 or 5 yards. It took several city defenders to take him down.
Yeah, he'll get right to the midfield stripe. In fact, they're going to put the ball very close to the chalk mark. Now on the chalk mark, call it a gain in there of about 5 for Spencer. Now he is up in double figures.
And now Spencer coming out of the game momentarily, so he will get a replacement as Dalton Kaminsky comes back into the huddle, gives his offensive unit the play call here. Ball right on the 50. Second and 5 for Walton. Opening drive of this contest. 2 in the backfield. No receivers for Walton. Man in motion is Sinister. And on the ground with Beers. And Beers gets a couple. He crosses into Sydney territory, but not much for him.
Yeah.
It will be another 3rd and short.
He's going to get forward progress only because he was given a ride backwards. So Mike Beers will kind of will pick up about 2 on that, and that's all they're going to give him. It'll bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it 3. The ball resting at about the 47.5-yard line. Well, we are not yet in the peak of color, but we're seeing certain hints of brown on the hillside across the way.
Another 3rd and short for Walton. 2 in the backfield for Kaminsky. And they hand it off to Beers, and it will be close.
Yeah, Beers that time was the first man through. Kaminsky just spun around and put the ball up there. Their timing was perfect. It's going to be a little bit short. He will gain a couple, but he still needs the better part of a yard as the ball is at the 41.
4th and 1 for Walton. And it looks as if they will go for it here as they've taken off a good chunk of time on this clock, under 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Over a 4-minute drive, and 4th and 1 for Walton at the 46. 2 in the backfield again. man in motion, and now we get a flag, and that should be on Walton.
Yeah, that will be. Sinistor made the move, and apparently they didn't like exact... Oh, now the
penalty's on Sydney.
They're going to say it's going to be against Sydney. Interesting. I did not see the move, the motion on that side, but they give him the 5 yards, so they'll move it down now to the 41 and start from there.
So Sydney handing over a first down to Walton. Kaminsky up at the line of scrimmage. He's got two in the backfield again. They keep it on the ground. Here's a good run towards the left. That was 33, Trevor Spencer. He's wrapped up near the 37-yard line.
Yeah, Spencer gains a couple, and that's about it. I guess they'll probably mark it down at about the, well, we'll call it 37.5, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt and call it 3.
This offensive unit for Walton out on the field the entire time, just wearing down this Sydney defense.
Yeah, they're not a particularly large backfield. In that backfield, we have quarterback Kaminsky at 195, Beers is 200, but the other two running backs are 150 and 168, so they're not exactly giants.
Same formation with two in the backfield. Another carry for Spencer. Not much on that one.
Now, Spencer is stacked up immediately, and you just see a number of players in there on him. We happen to have Mike Cruz, one of the ringleaders who brought him down. I also see in there Brandon Walters, who gets a piece of that tackle.
Third and 7 for Walton at the 37-yard line of Sydney. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. No score in this battle of the Warriors.
Kaminsky just taking his time, looks up and down, that line, first to his left, then to his right.
Sinistor in motion, they flip it to Spencer, and Spencer gets a good gain down near the 31, and this could be close to a first.
No, I think I'm the optimist this time. I think that's probably going to be judged as a first down. They're going to look at it right now and try to figure it out, but I think that Spencer got his 5 on that. He's now up over 20 yards.
So the officials will call for the chains here. And
the one time that I was the optimist that said it wouldn't happen, now they're going to bring him on in. Coming up next week, Friday night game, it's going to be Green at Sydney. That game for you, 7 o'clock on a Friday night. First down, Walton Warriors.
So another first down for Walton coming on a third down play. And that was very close. Looking up here from the booth, not much room between the edge of the ball and that chain, but it is a first down for Walton.
It's one of those things. It's a matter of, we can call this game a matter of centimeters. It gets very, very, very close. Coach Matthews over on the far sideline with the headset on, chatting with somebody.
First down and 10 at the 31. Dalton Kaminsky leading his team to the line. Two in the backfield. They keep it on the ground. That's Spencer, and he is wrapped up right at the 31. Not much room.
I'll tell you, if you take that beating play after play after play all night, it's going to wear you down. So that time, Spencer gets nothing. They didn't even move the marker on the far side. So we'll call it still second and 10.
Trevor Spencer taking a quick breather as the junior Austin Kilmer checks into the game.
Probably the most interesting game last night, score-wise. Shenango Forks managed to get by Green 22-14, and we'll see how that division stacks up.
Sinistor in motion again. Keep it on the ground with Beers this time. Beers running to his right, and he might have got one or two.
Yeah. He didn't get a whole heck of a lot on that play. We'll have to see where they space it down. Probably picking up maybe a yard, and that's it.
Third and 9 at the 29 for the Walton Warriors. This is still the first drive of the game as we approach the 4-minute mark of the first quarter.
Well, we said that the Walton Warriors tend to keep it on the ground, they tend to control the game, and they tend to control the clock.
We've already seen a couple of successful third down attempts for Walton. This is a third and long here. Sinister again in motion. On the ground with Beers, and Beers right up the middle. He will get a couple, but he is not even close to the first down marker.
Now, he manages to pick up four. That's about it. The ball will still be high of the 25 at about the 25-and-a-half, 26-yard line. So it brings up, we'll call it a fourth down and still what they view as long yardage at five.
And Walton will go for it. They need about 5.5 yards here. Trevor Spencer back in the game now for Walton. Two receivers to the left. Two in the backfield. Kaminsky was under center. He rolls out, play action, and the throw is going to be incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Nate McDonald, but he dropped it, so it will be a turnover on downs for Walton. And after a lot of time comes off the clock, the Sydney offense is out on the field.
If Nate had been able to pick that up, he had daylight in front of him. And he probably saw that daylight a little bit, but you've got to do first things first. You've got to manage to control the football. Then you can worry about the run. So it will be the offensive unit for the Sydney Warriors coming in. First and 10, the chains have been moved now so that they will start in from the 25-yard line.
Tight formation on that first down and 10 play for Sydney, and they run the ball, but nothing there really for Nate McDonald.
Boy, the man who was in on that tackle that time was a very familiar name, Mike Beers. So Beers, who works hard offensively, figures in on the first defensive play for the Walton Warriors as they have the defensive unit out there now.
Second and 10 for Sydney from their own 24. They keep it on the ground again with McDonald running to his right, and he is tripped up at about his own 28.
Oh, he had two men in there. He happened to have Colin Brandle, and he also had Brandon Walters. So he had men who were basically acting as bulldozers to remove any obstacles that Nate had.
Third and 8 for Sydney. This is their first drive of the afternoon as the Walton defense looking for a three and out. Tight formation for Sydney. And they hand it off to Damian Zimmer, and Zimmer on the end around couldn't get much running room, but there is a flag.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where the play was moving to the left, and it went to the far side of the field, and Zimmer just wasn't able to find any opening and get any momentum going. And then at the point of contact, we saw a flag go down.
Penalty on Walton, I believe.
So Zimmer now going to see that broken play turn into positive yardage, all because of a personal foul.
And the ball spotted at Sydney's 38-yard line. Automatic first down for them. So Sydney defensively handed Walton a first down on their first drive, and then just when it looked like the Sydney offense was going to have a three and out, the Walton defense commits a penalty. Here's Pat Vibbard rolling out to his right, and he is sacked.
Yeah, and look at that. It is going to be number 14, Mr. Beers, who comes in, gets a hand on him, spins him around. A couple of other players in there to assist, but it was Beers first on the scene again.
Second and about 13 for Sydney from their own 34 after the sack for Vibbert.
So both coaching staffs trying to make the adjustments that have to be made to get their team in control of the football.
1 minute to go, first quarter. Sydney keeping it on the ground for the Sydney Warriors as they get out to their own 47 or 48-yard line.
Yeah, coming up off the bottom of the pile is going to be Brandon Walters. It was Walters who carried that ball at 8.
Third and 3 for Sydney at the Walton 49-yard line. So Brandon Walters gets an effective run on his first carry of the afternoon. Third and short for Sydney at the 49. Two in the backfield for Sydney. They keep it on the ground with McDonald, and he is going to be hit on his own side of the 49. That's a loss of one or two.
Yeah,
fourth down upcoming for Sydney.
McDonald that time just didn't stand a chance. The Walton Warrior defense read that one perfectly, and as a result, there will be a loss of yardage in there. And poor Mr. McDonald is up for absolutely nothing for the day because all of his previous gains were wiped out by that short one.
So a relatively quick first quarter and no points to show for it. At the end of one quarter of play in the Battle of the Warriors, it's the Walton Warriors nothing, Sydney Warriors nothing. This is high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rental. Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
12 minutes in the books here at Walton as the Walton Warriors taking on the Sydney Warriors. No score in this non-league contest. And for the play-by-play in the second quarter, let's turn things over to Harry Graves.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, we are ready to go again. For the those of us who have been around a few of these games, we are very familiar with the officiating crew today, being led by our friend and neighbor, Bert Beams. He's wearing the white cap today. So here we go. It is going to be fourth and still a couple. Now we are going to be having timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. They were in a kicking formation, all ready to get ready to kick. The ball was about ready to be snapped back to Brandon Walters. Coach Matthews saw something on the far side that he didn't like, so he called timeout. So we have ourselves a very quick timeout. In not a second has been clicked off of the clock yet. If we look at some of the other scores around the area last night, we were talking about the number of shutouts as Billy and I were driving over last night. Fortunately, not too many of them happened here in the eastern part of our district. But if you looked at the shutouts, Tioga over Odessa Montour last night, 54 to nothing. Spencer Van Etten over Cander, 28 to nothing. If we look at the scores around the area, Walton managed to just watch the teams that they're going to be playing scrap it out. Now it's going to be action on the field as it's going to be a kicking situation. The ball is snapped and it's going to be kicked away, long kick that bounces at about the 20 and keeps taking a Sydney Warriors bounce. It'll finally go out of bounds at about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that really was a beautiful punt for the Sydney Warriors. I think that was Nate McDonald who kicked that ball towards the corner. And tough start here for Walton. They're going to have to go 89 yards here.
And I can hear the sympathy in your voice. First and 10. The ball is spotted down at the 11. Harry Graves, Billy Blake here at Walton today. And it was a bit windy this morning. Right now, cloudy, overcast, but no wind. We were discussing whether the wind would have an impact on passing. Well, you don't see a lot of passing with Walton. They're going to be keeping it on the ground. It is going to be our good buddy Beers, Mike Beers, gaining a couple on that play as he will get out to about the 12.5 yard line. Pickup of two, and we may be just a little bit generous on that too. Dalton Kaminsky, in there at quarterback. He's a senior. We followed him for the last couple of years. Mike Beers and Trevor Spencer, other seniors in that backfield. Kaminsky looks up and down his line. Now he's going to hand the ball off in there. That is going to be Mike Beers who carries it. Beers will get up to about the 15-yard line, so gain of a couple more. And now it will bring up a third, and we'll call it long six.
And Mike Ward and Nate McDonald, who are both in the secondary for Sydney defensively, were right there to sniff that play out. They've really been able to get a lot of penetration towards the line of scrimmage. We haven't seen Kaminsky attempt to throw the ball that much, only one attempted throw, I believe, so far through this first half.
Yeah, and I think that you will rarely see Walton going to the air. It'll be a surprise attack when he does it. No sooner do I say that, and Kaminsky drops back, fires one out here on the right side to Trevor Spencer. Spencer can't catch up to it, and as a result, it will bring up a fourth and still around seven.
And it is so tough for any team when you have to sort of drive deep in your own territory. You just try to run the ball out, try to get out near away from your own end zone, but instead three and out for Walton. Now they have to punt the ball away to Sydney.
Kicking situation. Robert Merrill kicking it. Grabs it in finally at about the 40-yard line. It is going to be brought down in there by Billy Kozak. Kozak just gathers it in, runs up to about midfield. He finally is run out of bounds at the 43. Kozak, 5'6", 135-pound junior, got off to a good running start on that one.
He certainly did, and he had me fooled even with a little nifty move he had at his own 40-yard line to get around one Walton defender, and good field position for Sydney starting on the Walton side of the field.
So Vibbert, McDonald, Zimmer, Kozak in the backfield. The ball will be kept on the ground. No gain whatsoever, as there are just all kinds of black jerseys descending on Nate McDonald. So it will bring up a second and still 10.
And with two teams with very similar offenses, Walton and Sydney, who love to run the ball, it really comes down to field position, and right now Sydney is winning that battle as they're getting to start this drive at the Walton 44, but Walton defensively not backing down from a fight.
Trey Crawford, the center, up over the football. Right behind him is Vibbert. The snap and the handoff going in there to number six for Sydney. That is Damian Zimmer. Zimmer gets good running yardage as he is going to finally be pushed out of bounds at, we will call it, the 21-yard line. Good run for Damian Zimmer.
Yeah, about 20 yards for him towards his left, and runs like that are going to be key for both teams. Try to turn the corner, get around the defensive line of scrimmage, and just try to get first downs and more momentum for your team.
9:23 on the clock. Scoreless ball game here in the second period of play at Walton. The Sydney Warriors on the drive. Vibbert going to go in there to Zimmer again. Zimmer does not get the big explosive break this time. He has to work for everything he gets. He's down inside the 20, very close to, we'll call it, the 17. Gain on that of about 5.
And now Damian Zimmer, I should say, will go out, take a quick breather, as Sydney will go with both Nate McDonald and Brandon Walters in the backfield now.
The play going to be kept on the ground. One of the Walton Warriors loses his helmet. The ball carried that time by Kozak. He is going to be dropped for a couple of yard loss back to about the 20. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it 8. The ball spotted down just inside the 20-yard line. Patrick Vibbert comes in from the far sideline after conferring with the coaches. Now the line breaks out, comes on up over the football. We're ready to go. Snap going to be handed off in there to number 24, Nate McDonald, but there were flags thrown, and as a result, nobody really had to touch anybody else. It's going to be illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. And all of that gain that we saw earlier has been negated. The ball will be moved back to the 24.
Yeah, long third down here for Sydney, and definitely a throwing situation here for them. And we've seen Walton try to throw a few times today on third and longs. It hasn't worked out for them, and let's see if Sydney will try to air it out on this third and long.
Mike Ward now in the ball game for the Sydney Warriors. Splits off to the left side. It is going to be thrown to Kozak as Vibbert goes to Kozak. Managed to pick up fair yardage, but only about half of what he needed. The ball will be down at the 19-yard line. It will be fourth and still around seven.
And now we have some... Oh, now the clock is going, but fourth and seven, trying to go for it here. Why not? I mean, you're deep in your opponent's territory. Even if you don't get it, Walton gets the ball back deep in their own territory.
So Kozak splits off to the right. Lots of time for the ball to be thrown by Patrick Vibbert. He goes to a favorite target, Nate McDonald. McDonald was hit immediately after touching the football. The ball pops out of his hands, and it will be an opportunity to turn it over to the Walton Warriors. Here as we hit 7:18 in period number two of a scoreless ball game.
Yeah, and both teams just still trying to feel each other out here. First quarter, a lot of runs, and we've continued to see that here in the second quarter, but we have to see some scoring soon. Walton and Sydney really pounding it out on the ground.
The ball spotted down at the 18-yard line, and the Walton Warriors will take over from there. We happen to see that time Shane Hammond loses his helmet. Two or three different players have managed to lose helmets along the line. Short gain on that play, carried by Austin Kilmer. The 150-pound junior gets across the 20, picks up about three before he was brought down by a host of white jerseys.
And Kilmer has been relatively quiet so far today. If Walton can get him going and keep Beers and Spencer running the way they are, that could prove to be pretty dangerous for Walton.
Kaminsky looks right, then looks left, now drops back and wanted to look like he was going to pass, but at the last second he stuck the ball into the gut of number 26, Kilmer. Kilmer gets short yardage, very short yardage, maybe a yard. We'll call it third and still about six as the ball is spotted down at the 23.
And Mike Ward in the secondary again for Sydney was able to approach the line of scrimmage and get that tackle again. He has done a great job for Sydney defensively.
Kaminsky gets the word from the coaches here on the near sideline, now goes back into the huddle. Joe Murphy leads the team up over the ball. Split out to the near side is Spencer. Dalton taking his time, looks down the line right, now calls for the snap, and he's going to keep it himself. He puts it in under his arm, gets across the 25 to about the 27 or 28, and is grabbed down by two Sydney Warriors, led in there by Mike Ward.
Close to a first down, and very close indeed. And now we do get the signal from the official. First down, Walton.
So they will spot the ball down at about the 29-yard line. So it is another first down for the Warriors coming up here at 5:35 of the second period. The clock is started. The Walton Warriors up over the football, and Kaminsky just taking his time. Now he spins around without even moving his foot, and as a result, the handoff will go to the first back through. There will be no appreciable gain as Trevor Spencer is helped up by one of the Sydney Warriors after he gains a couple.
Yeah, Trevor Spencer now has 24 yards unofficially. That leads the Warriors of Walton.
The Sydney Warriors now basking in the sun as all of a sudden the clouds part and we see shadows all over the field, and they're all player shadows. Kaminsky leads the Walton Warriors out. Now he goes to the second man through this time. Again, it's going to be very short yardage as the ball will be carried in there by Spencer one more time. He'll get across the 35 till what we call it the 36.
And they're trying to establish him in this ground game, and if they can get Trevor Spencer established along with the other backs in the field, it's going to be a tough day for Sydney, but their defensive line along with the secondary, including Nate McDonald and Mike Ward, have done a great job so far. Really just a tough physical game so far. Good football you'll love to see.
4:05 on the clock, and the ball will be kept on the ground by Dalton Kaminsky. Kaminsky will get the first down as he scampers across the 40-yard line. And, well, now they're going to say maybe at the 39, so they have not moved the chains yet. They're waiting for the signal from the referees. Come on, let's see where we go. Now they're going to say bring in the chains, and they're going to bring the ball back to the place where the ref has his foot placed, and they will bring the chains all the way from the far side of the field to the near side of the field and measure it from there. Well, we mentioned before that this is a game of inches. Sometimes you may think it's centimeters. So here we go. Burt Beams and Company stretch out the chains. They place it down, and now, woo! The white hat is looking down, and now he makes the signal, first down for the Walton Warriors, and that time it was much less than inches.
Second time today, Dalton Kaminsky, the quarterback, has taken off out of the pocket and run for the first down. Both of them have been pretty close calling for the chains both times, but Walton continues to get close first downs.
3:53, period number two. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here in Walton for your Saturday afternoon football game. The Sydney Warriors visiting Walton. Walton's Dalton Kaminsky, the 6'1 senior, now wants to pass. He goes out on the far side to Austin Kilmer. Kilmer gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. It was a little pop pass that went to the left side, and it looks like Kilmer might pick up 1 yard.
Yeah, not much at all there, but for the most part, a lot of the runs from Walton have been to their right, and that time there we saw a pass to the left trying to get the other side of the field in play as the ball is spotted all the way on the left hash mark.
While we've got a moment, we'll mention the linemen who rarely get mentioned. Joe Murphy is in center for the Walton Warriors. Joe Sinistor and Shane Harmon are the guards. Mike Hogan, Tom Freer, the tackles. Here's Kaminsky and company. The ball will be handed off in there to number 12. That is, or not handed off, it is called Dalton Kaminsky. Put the ball out to one of his men, drew it back in, and then gets creamed from there. No gain on the play, possibly a half a yard at most.
Another third and long for Walton, and in this first half they have done well on their third down conversions, and let's see what they draw up on this one.
Big activities here next weekend as the Walton Warriors are getting ready for an event. I don't know if it was their homecoming, but I just saw all kinds of activities mentioned on some posters. Ball going to be pitched to Trevor Spencer. Spencer tries the left side of the line. He will get a couple yards as he got a little bit of an opening and gets across the 45.
Yeah, across the 45, but still about 5 or 6 yards short of the first down, and Walton bringing out another unit, so they could be punting this ball away here.
Yeah, Billy Kozak drops back to do the receiving for the Sydney Warriors. He's back about to the 20-yard line. Also, Nate McDonald at about the 30. Now the ball will be snapped, and it's going to be kicked away in there by Robert Merrill. It's a high kick. It's going to bounce at the 28 and go laterally, finally being brought down in there by number 31, Christian Rutherford, who is a 5'8", 132-pounder for the Walton Warriors. That may be his opportunity to get his name mentioned on the radio today. 117 remaining until halftime.
And Sydney still has a couple of timeouts left to go with 117 on the clock, and they get the ball to start the second half. So if they can avoid turning the ball over, Sydney will have their offense out on the field for a good chunk of time in a scoreless game.
So Vibbard pitches the ball back to Nate McDonald. McDonald picks up a key block and manages to get across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. It's a gain of about six.
And that's a good carry, and Sydney with a quick huddle trying to get back to the line of scrimmage and keep Walton off their toes defensively.
Yeah, 55 seconds showing on the clock. Vibbard shouts something out, now hands the ball off to one of his backfield workhorses. No great gain on that play. It was Brandon Walters carrying this time. He'll get a couple yards up to, we'll see where they spot it, right down at the 35. And with that, the Sydney Warriors call timeout. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. Some of the other scores around the area last night, we mentioned that there were games that were shutouts from the Western Division. The nearby teams, Norwich over Windsor last night by a 29-14 score. Vestal sort of pushed around Oneonta. Poor Oneonta. 60-22 is the final there. Binghamton over Corning last night, 55-17. We pretty much wrapped up most of the scores that are of local interest. The game that you heard on WCDO last night, the Unitego Spartans over the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, 45-6. Ball going to be kept on the ground, and we will have very short yardage gained in there as it was a quarterback keeper, Patrick Vibbard, really had to work to get very close to that first down.
Yeah, third and short, you might as well just try to get the quarterback keeper, get the first down, keep the chains moving.
That is going to be called for the first down. The ball will be, snap back in there to Vibbard, who momentarily bobbles it. Now downfield, he has Billy Kozak. Kozak, all 5-6 of him left high into the air and managed to grab that football completion, and he is bounced out of bounds by Kilmer at the 30-yard line over in Walton Warrior territory.
Billy Kozak just able to create some space on his man and was able to make the catch.
20 seconds, another pass down toward Kozak, complete, and they say touchdown. So a 30-yard touchdown toss from Patrick Vibbard to Billy Kozak with only 14.4 seconds remaining in the first half of this ball game. So the Walton Warriors came in and dominated the first quarter with a long ground game, and then very quickly, with only seconds remaining, it was the arm of Patrick Vibbard and the stick'em glue hands of Billy Kozak that go for the score. The Sydney Warriors try to keep it on the ground, and it will not be successful. And we don't even know who carried that ball. Looks like Damian Zimmer coming up off the bottom of the pile. So 14.4 seconds remaining on the clock. And with that, the Sydney Warriors have taken a lead in this rivalry football game against the Walton Warriors. We're going to keep it right here. The Sydney Warriors will be kicking it away momentarily. They already have their kicking unit out there. But with 14.4 seconds The only thing that you can anticipate would be a run back, and you can bet your boots that the Sydney Warriors are not likely to allow that to happen.
No, not at all. We've seen some good special teams play by them, and going back to the touchdown pass from Vibbert to Kozak, we've seen so many running plays from both teams, and then two straight deep passes along the right side to Billy Kozak, and all of a sudden, just like that, 6-0 Sydney.
Oh, I don't know. He's got super glue on his fingers today. Okay, approaching the football. It is going to be Nate McDonald, as we expected, a low. It is going to not be one of the crappy onside kicks that we've seen. This one gets over across the midfield stripe to about the 40-yard line, but it is not going to be cleanly fielded, so there's no chance for that sizable run back, and the Walton Warriors take over first and 10 from the 41-yard line.
Yeah, and as you said, Harry, with not much time on the clock, just expect a run here by Walton. If they get a good chunk of yardage, great, but if not, we'll most likely head into the locker room with a 6-0 score on the board.
It looked like it was starvation football as far as the scoreboard operator was concerned until that Vibbert pass to Kozak with just seconds remaining here until halftime. The ball will be kept on the ground. It runs 10 seconds off the clock. He gets the ball across the 45 to about the 47-yard line, and we are going to try as much time as we can here in this period as we have timeouts. Lots of coaches have timeouts, and they're going to use them right now. So coming up next week, it will be a game from Sydney. Remember, the opening game, home game for Sydney this year, was played over in Norwich on the turf. They are going to try to play this game at Sydney coming up on Friday night against the Green Trojans. That is a very important league game. If you look out there, you see Coach Matthews for the Sydney Warriors. He's on the field. He's directing traffic to his various players, saying, okay, defensively, we've only got to worry about 4 seconds. You do this, you do this, you do this. He has set his plan. The Walton Warriors up over the line. Here we go, final four. And the ball will be handed off in there to Trevor Spencer. Spencer is finally going to be brought down by guess who? Billy Kozak manages to trip him up as he gets down to the 40-yard line as time runs out. So we have the first half of this ball game in the record books. They've put up 15 minutes for a halftime break. That's what's on the scoreboard. The teams are leaving the field now as they go off for their meetings in their various meeting places in the school. And we'll be back with a halftime report coming up shortly. Harry Graves, Billy Blake, here at Walton High School this afternoon on your Tri-Town Sports Leader, WCDO.